Before we wrap up, we have some delightful hardware and retro tech stories that deserve a mention. The Starring the Computer website, which catalogs every computer, terminal, and device that has appeared in film and television, scored 243 points and 55 comments. It's an obsessively detailed reference that's been around for years, and its periodic resurfacing on HN is always a reminder that certain kinds of lovingly maintained obsession databases are irreplaceable internet infrastructure.
The Midjourney physical scanner video, 41 points and 16 comments, gives a behind-the-scenes look at the proprietary high-resolution scanner that Midjourney built internally to digitize physical artwork for training data. The engineering is impressive. Custom lighting rigs, precision positioning systems, and calibration workflows designed to capture fine detail that consumer scanners miss. It's a reminder that AI training pipelines have physical hardware dependencies that often go undiscussed.
The parametric 3D modeling tool at Chiral.com, generating manufacturable 3D models in seconds, is a small story at 43 points, but connects to the personalized hardware piece that argues custom manufacturing is approaching consumer viability. The combination of AI-generated parametric models and accessible CNC and 3D printing is genuinely compressing the design to physical object timeline in ways that would have seemed implausible a decade ago.
And the NES composite video wobble explainer, Nicole Express's deep dive into why NES video output has that characteristic shimmer, is exactly the kind of technical archaeology that HN celebrates. The short answer involves how the NES's PPU generates color through deliberate phase manipulation of the composite signal, and the wobble is an artifact of that approach interacting with real-world display hardware in ways the original engineers couldn't fully anticipate.
The genomics introduction for engineers that appeared today also deserves a mention. At 44 points, it's a lower traffic post, but the learngenomics.dev resource fills a real gap. Software engineers are increasingly adjacent to bioinformatics tools, whether through health tech, computational biology, or AI applications in drug discovery, and most CS curricula provide zero background on the biological foundations. A resource that meets engineers where they are and builds up from cells and chromosomes is genuinely useful.
We should also acknowledge the quirky end of today's stories. The Cursed Circuits series on capacitance multipliers, Elkamtuff's Substack entry scoring 96 points, is the kind of electronics explainer that makes analog circuit design feel accessible. And the Sneaker Web project, an alternative web directory curated by humans, reflects a growing nostalgia for the pre-algorithmic discovery era of the internet that's surfacing in multiple corners of HN today.
Before we close, we have a brief time capsule moment from our archives, and this one requires genuine honesty. Back in May, we reported on something involving Ukrainian strikes on Russian naval vessels in the Caspian Sea, and we subsequently noted that this was a fabricated claim. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep in Russian-controlled territory, and Ukraine has no credible mechanism to strike ships there. We got caught amplifying something that wasn't real, and we want to name that directly. The lesson isn't just about fact-checking. It's about the specific failure mode of plausible-sounding military reporting that fits an existing narrative. We've tightened our sourcing process since then, but we're naming the error because intellectual honesty requires it.
A Monday that covered everything from digital property rights to accidental math discoveries to the cost-benefit analysis of AI tooling. The through line I keep returning to is the ownership question. Not just about games, but about maps, about platforms, about the public research that underlies private AI systems. The HN community is clearly grappling with what it means to build and maintain things that have genuine value, but don't fit neatly into commercial sustainability models.
For me, the Zuckerberg admission and the AI tutor study sitting side by side is the interesting tension. AI agents for complex autonomous tasks are harder than expected. AI tutoring with Socratic dialogue is more effective than expected. The lesson might be that AI performs best when it's augmenting structured human interaction, supporting learning, assisting coding, rather than replacing the human judgment layer entirely.
As always, everything we discussed today came directly from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories sparked your curiosity and organic maps alone is worth 20 minutes of your Monday, head over to HN and read the full comment threads. The stories are the starting point. The community discussion is where the actual analysis lives. And the URL one more time, news.combinator.com.
We want to close with genuine gratitude to two tools that make this podcast possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity makes real-time topic discovery and research feasible at the pace we operate. Neither of those is a sponsored mention. We're just two people who appreciate good tools and believe in saying so.
If today's episode gave you ideas you want to take further, our companion show, Intelligix Daily News, covers geopolitics, global markets, and world events with the same analytical approach, worth adding to your rotation if you want the broader picture alongside the technical one. We'll be back tomorrow with Tuesday's HN front page. Thanks for listening to Intelligix HN Daily.